Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah. Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
From the Fifth Quarter Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, you're listening to Coach Unplugged. And now, your host, Steve Collins.
Hey, everybody. Welcome, welcome, welcome. We're so excited you decided to join us today. Before we jump in, I'd like to give a big shout out to our two sponsors. Excuse me. First of all, Dr. Dish, the number one shooting machine on the market. Not only innovative in technology and customer service, and so easy to set up and use. I think a five-year-old could do it. I would not recommend it. It's not super safe, but it is a safe machine, but I wouldn't have a five-year-old using it. I don't think they could get it over the net. Mention Coach Unplugged and they could give you $400 off. Also, go over and check out teachhoops.com for coaches who want to get better. I started teachhoops.com because I was a high school coach. I wish this had been out there for me. You know, I've won at the highest level. We've won multiple state titles. We've been nationally ranked. But I wanted to share things that I thought would be helpful for a high school basketball coach or youth basketball coach, a college basketball coach. And that's why I started teachhoops.com, to make you a better basketball coach. And that's why we do one-on-one calls and office hours, and why I give a 14-day free trial, because I want to help you. And if you only need 14 days, go kick the tires. Maybe that's all you need. But anyway, go over and check it out, and let's head off to the podcast.
Like, because it's super competitive that way.
Just makes you, what really surprises me about the U.S. is that when our kids leave here, our kids, when they come over here under Victory Scholarship, they're leaving here maybe 24 and a half, 25 years of age. They're going back to the States and basketball is over.
Right.
When we had a team 4 years ago and I had a 46-year-old guy playing for me.
Right.
And yeah. I had a 17-year-old guy in the same team.
Right.
You know, so like, I mean, yeah. Play as long as you can play. I mean, I can't believe there aren't structured leagues over there in the States, in each state, where you can then, from after college,
right.
Guys who don't make the NBA, guys who don't right. make the G League, guys who don't get a chance to go and, you know, play in Europe and in China and
right.
Australia and all these places. How you can't have a league for those guys. It's beyond me. Really.
It's beyond me. And like baseball, I don't know if you know anything about American baseball, but American baseball has that. It's got like the college league, and then it's got single A, double A, triple A, major league. Like you can start here and work your way up. There's guys that are in the minor leagues for 10 years.
Yeah,
making a living. They're not getting rich, but they're paying their bills and eating and like playing baseball.
It's here, like we have what we call local leagues. So local leagues. Right. Let's say I'm from the Midlands, so yeah. You'll have maybe 7 or 8, 10 teams in the.
What's the biggest city close to you?
Dublin is only 45 minutes from me.
45 minutes, okay.
And the same. I live in Portlaoise, but I coach in Carlow.
Okay,
and it's only 45 minutes from Carlow as well. So it's pretty easy to get in and out.
Okay.
What I was saying is that, like, we with the local leagues here, like, that's the way we do it. Like, I mean, literally, your teams are moving up. Now, to get into the National League, you have to apply to get in there, and then you have to go through an interview process to make sure that you have the funding and the players behind it to make sure it's sustainable for your club.
Right.
So Basketball Ireland have done a really good job the last few years of making sure that they're not breaking clubs' backs by allowing them into the National League and Super Leagues, where money is obviously a major issue.
Right. And it will be interesting if they have to maybe condense a couple teams together. I mean, you wonder if things are going to have to happen with this whole...
Yeah, like it's, you know, like we've never seen anything like it in our life. I've never seen anything like it in my
life. It's 100 years. Yeah, I told you, I'm a stats teacher. It's crazy. This is 100.
The Spanish flu was the last one, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was 100 years ago. It's
1918 to 1920, yeah. I think it was. I was just reading up about it before we come on.
You'll love this. I have a son who just graduated high school, is going off to college, and we're trying to figure out if we're going to send him. Like, wow. we're not sure college is going to start. You know, who knows?
Yeah,
you know?
I've talked to my boss, Donald McNally, is the sports director in IT Carlo, and he was saying that they had a conference call with all the sports directors in Ireland last week about when college will start for them this year.
Right.
And, like, everything is coming in now because you're talking about scholarships as well. I mean, do the colleges, are the colleges able to afford full scholarships? Because now they don't have the revenue from, you know, maybe 6 months of this year or 4 months of this year. So, like, they're saying that college probably won't start in Ireland until definitely November and possibly January next year.
That's crazy. Let's dive in. Let's go back to the practicing, because that's been on my brain a lot. Give me some tidbits on practice, some keys, some big things you think practice wise for you. So
for me, making sure, again, I've written some stuff down for myself here as well, just because I'm getting old and I need. Little pick.
I refer to it as my senior moments.
There you go. Now, like, it's usually important to make sure your practice and your practice plan is set up for what you want to get from your team and what they need to get from you as well.
How structured is it? Do you leave a drill even though you don't feel good about it, or do you keep going until you feel good?
15 to 20 different offensive drills.
Okay,
and I would use them. Ireland's a lot, again, this is where we'll show you the difference. Like, we get a 2-hour slot on a Wednesday night.
Okay.
From 8 o'clock to 10 o'clock. This is our men, let's say.
Okay.
So we go Monday night from 6:30 to 8:30, Wednesday night from 8 to 10, and then some Friday nights, not every Friday night, we can go from 8 to 10 as well. So there's our 6 hours practice a week.
Okay.
And that's the only contact time I'll have with those guys.
Okay.
So I try and structure. Preseason is obviously different. You can structure your strength and conditioning and all that kind of work to make sure you're getting them ready for the start of the season. But when we get into the season, if we're playing Ballincollig this week, I want to make sure that I'm going to run every drill of every offense that we're going to be using that week. So my shooting drills, let's say, for example, are based around what offenses I use.
Right.
So when we're in a game situation, the guys are comfortable with shooting from the position they're in. Because they've practiced it all week and they're getting ready. Same with our defense. So, like, Ballincollig, for example, this year, who were unbeaten in our league, had a fantastic American come in this year, a guy called Andre Nation. Really good player, was D1 in the States, kind of had a few personal problems, but is after really doing a great job the last couple of years, getting his life back together and coming over here and been just an absolute rock star in Ireland.
Right.
Every club in the country loved him. But, like, we knew. We were going to, right, Andre's playing, right, they've got Kieran O'Sullivan, so now we're going to go triangle and two on defense. We're going to try and negate as much as we can those two players, take a percentage of their scoring ability away, and that's going to help us. And now we'll do that in practice.
Practice, okay. Yep.
You know, and that's, like, planning for that is major. I mean, I've gone into a couple of practices last year where during the day I didn't have time to set up my practice plan. And I'm going in and I'm doing stuff off the top of my head, and you can see how sloppy practice is.
Yeah.
You know, when you go into practice and everything, I time everything. So I allow, you know, because I've got 2 hours, I've to get everything done. Like, we have X amount of time for a warm-up, X amount of time for shooting drills, for defensive drills, box-out drills. Then we're into game stuff.
I think the key, too, and we've all done that, all walked in when we sure enough. If you're honest with yourself, we've all done that in some stretch. But it's similar to when I walk into my classroom. If I'm not ready, it's good, but it's not great. No. It's like, you got to know where you're going.
We saw towards the end of the season, like, we went our last 9 games before we had to finish. We went 9 games unbeaten after being beaten in the cup final. And we were really looking forward to the playoffs and getting ready to go. But that's because every single practice we went to was probably more difficult than the game we were going to have that weekend.
Right.
When we scrimmaged and we played against each other, our guys were hitting each other and hurting each other more than any team could ever hurt us. And we knew we were going to be ready for the playoffs. And it was going to take a really, really good team to beat us. And I honestly think had we had playoffs this year, I think we'd have won them again. We won them 2 years ago, and we had the same kind of stretch coming down.
And how hard was that to end without actually ending?
For me, it was awful. You know, I mean, our women's season had finished, and we did a great job this year. We just had I coach both teams, so I coach our women's Super League and our men's national league. The women's season, we'd done a fantastic job to stay in the women's Super League because of, you know, injuries and just a lack of players. Like, we played the whole season with 9 players. We had two Americans in who were phenomenal. Like, Caitlin was third top scorer in the league. She got a first team All-Star, which is our first time to have a women's Super League All-Star. And we had a kid called Alyssa Fizzell's in as well, who was our Velez. She was the fourth top scorer in the league. So, like, our two Americans did a fantastic job to keep us in the league this year. But we had 16-year-old kids starting.
Right.
At the league level. You know, playing against the best team, best players in this country.
Right.
When that league was over, I was actually pretty happy that we'd done a great job to stay up. When the men's league was over, I'm kind of gone, you know, and we all were. Like, we went to our practice on Wednesday night, and we were told we were quarterfinals, you know, that weekend. And then we get a phone call the following day, say, your season's over, and everybody's season's over. And it's for the greater good, and 100% agree with the decision that was made. And they were the first sports national governing body in Ireland to do it. And a lot of things followed it, and it was a really, really brave thing to do.
Yeah,
because
It's a hard thing. It's a no win for those people that make those calls. So what happens with moving up and down leagues? Is that going to?
Yeah, how are they doing that? The leagues had just finished, so league games had just finished. So that was pretty good. The only thing would be obviously your second from top in Division One and the second from bottom in Division Two. They didn't get a chance to play off.
Right.
So even if they came back at the start of next year and decided to play that game, they couldn't really because it would be different players. You know, they'd have different Americans.
So you basically got to leave it the way it is for next year.
I think so, yeah. I think it's going to be left the way it is for next year, apart from the two teams that won their league and have been promoted.
Right. Now, that makes sense. Okay. So if you could talk to your younger self, what would you say?
My younger self? Wow, that's a really good question.
I love that one because everyone kind of gives different things. You know, what would you say?
Yeah. For me, I think when I was younger as a coach, definitely, and I started coaching when I was in high school. I coached my own high school team, and we just used to have a teacher that came with us to games for insurance purposes.
Right.
and I think back then, like, I was probably that guy on the sideline who annoyed everybody. I'm probably still the guy on the sideline who annoys everybody, but back then it was just done for the sake of doing it. Whereas now I think I know what I need to do on the sideline to assist my players and to get the results that we need to get. What would I tell myself? Tell myself to, we say cop on over here. So just relax.
Okay.
You know,
what do you say? Say that again. Say that again.
Cop on.
Cop on. Okay.
There you go. Cop on to yourself. Means, you know, relax, you know, take it easy with yourself.
Okay.
I just say probably, I'm not a big reader. I'm more a visual person.
Okay.
So I think I would have probably read a lot more, done a lot more that way. I'm definitely more visual. I like watching stuff and learning that way, and video and stuff, and watching it back and learning. Like with our games, we'd have a game on a Saturday at 8 o'clock in Killarney. I'd be home at 12 o'clock. I'd stick it on the TV and watch it until 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning.
Right.
Same game that I've just after been at.
I know.
So yeah, I'm definitely a visual person. Yeah. What would you say? Learn more.
I think the relaxed thing is good. That's what I would tell myself. It's like, take it easy. It will be okay. Because I think the losses hurt a lot more in my 20s and 30s. Like,
I don't like losing.
I don't like losing either.
We played Bulgaria in the semifinals of the FIBA European Championships, and it was a team that I knew we could beat. And we did a pretty good job of staying with them at halftime with 3 points down. We lost the game by, I think, 8 points in the end. But that's one loss that will live with me for the rest of my life. Because I think had we won that game, we'd have won the European Championships, which for a country the size of Ireland is ridiculous.
Right.
You know, is absolute. Like, we were going out there with my friends who are really good coaches. You know, if you can get one or two wins, now you do well. They just didn't realize how good a team these girls were. You know what I mean? These guys, you point them in a direction and they just go.
It's what I refer to as lightning in the bottle. When you catch that, it's you can't replicate it. It's like,
These girls wanted to play for each other.
Yeah.
These girls wanted to, they've played with each other at an international level since they were 14 years of age.
Yeah.
They've already won a silver medal in the European Championships at under 18.
Right.
We had not won a game at under 20 for 16 years until these girls came around.
Right.
And like, we go in, we beat Ukraine in our first game. We beat Great Britain in our second game. Bad loss to Israel. And then we beat Croatia.
Right.
And then we beat GB again in the third place playoff to win a bronze medal, which was watching these girls in practice, like we talked earlier on about practice has been harder than game. Every time these girls come to practice, they challenge me to be a better coach.
My special teams, I've had to like, well, we got to call practice off because this is just getting too intense. Like, someone's going to get hurt. Like,
yeah. If they're getting hurt, it's time to call it off. But until then, just let them go as far as I'm concerned, you know? If they're going after each other, they want each other to be better.
They do.
I've had sessions and practices where, you know, guys were taking it easy on other guys because, you know, they wanted them to feel a little bit better, but they're not getting better as players, and we're not getting better as a team if you're doing that.
What do you look for in an American?
Again, great question. So, like,
what do you look for in an American, and how do you find them?
Right. So, again, we've got a good little network now. I've got one over the last couple of years by talking to people like yourself.
And, right.
I have a good friend down in Weymouth there, Jimmy Dolan.
Yep.
Obviously, Tim. And then a few of the guys who are playing in the States from Ireland, the likes of Jordan Blount, who was at UIC, and, you know, players like Suzanne McGuire, Suzanne was at Fordham, a good friend of mine, Susan Moore, and is still at St. Joe's.
Yep.
You know, so, like, that network is there, and we can, you know, it's literally word of mouth, it's picking up the phone and going...
Your brain needs support, and new Ollie Brainy Chews are a delightful way to take care of your cognitive health. Made with scientifically backed ingredients like Thai ginger, L-theanine, and caffeine, Brainy Chews support healthy brain function and help you find your focus, stay chill, or get energized. Be kind to your mind and get these nootropic chews at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
You know, have you any good players that are around this year that would like to do a master's? Because we don't offer money in IT Carroll, so they don't get paid with us.
Right.
So if they're coming to us, they're offered a master's degree, which is a great incentive to an American as well, because, like, if you're in the States, a master's is going to cost you $100K over 2 years.
Right.
Whereas you come to Ireland, you can get that master's degree. It's over 1 year. It's worldwide renowned. And,
right.
And you're good to go, you know.
And so they just got to get there.
Yeah, they're going to get, like... Sometimes we're able to help out with you know, flights and stuff like that.
Right.
They get here, we'll take care of accommodation. They get a meal a day. We'll get them some coaching with younger kids in different clubs where they'll earn maybe €25 an hour and stuff like that, where they're able to get some spending money.
Right.
Like, Sports Changes Life has been the real eye opener over here. I mean, they've done a fantastic job. They're in with the MAC, and they've a partnership with the MAC, and somebody else is the, can't think of who the other one is, but they bring in these kids coming straight out of college, and they bring them here, part of their foundation. They take them for a week's orientation up in Belfast, where they get them their coaching badges for Ireland.
Right.
And, you know, they go through all the stuff they need for coming down south to be able to coach kids and play. Right. And then they come to their colleges and do their master's degree, play for the college, play for the club that's involved or linked with the college, coach in the local area, help with disadvantaged kids in the local area. It's a really good program, to be fair.
It is great.
And the great thing about it is there's an interview process for that. So the kids coming into the scholarship will have 4, maybe 5 interviews. So good people come out of it.
Right.
You know, you're not going to have issues.
Right. That's what you don't want. Can you think of one coaching moment we could dive into that might help the listeners? in your career? Like one coaching moment, a good one, a bad one, a sad one, a happy one.
So I suppose we played many years. I think it was back around 2008 or maybe 08 or 09. It was just a local league. My best friend was playing, and they hadn't had a coach all year, and I just finished for, I'm on a 9-month contract in Carlow, and I just finished my 9 months in Carlow, and they came to what they call the top fours. So it's basically the last four teams in each league playoff for semi-final and final. And he asked me, would I go along and coach his team for the semi-final and final? And most of these guys I would have coached when they were younger anyway. So
right.
Didn't have an issue with jumping right. in and right. helping out, you know?
Right.
As he said to me before, you only have to call subs. That's all you have to do. because they were that good. But they ended up playing against this group of guys from Mullingar who were, every single one of the guys, bar one, were Lithuanian.
Okay.
And these guys could really play ball now. They were right. a serious, serious team. But we played them and we were 3 points up with... So here's a question I'm going to give you. You're 3 points up. Dave got the ball in their backcourt, 24-second shot clock, and there's 16 seconds on the
clock. Are you in the bonus? Are they in the bonus?
No. You have two to give.
I have two to give?
Two to give.
Oh, I start fouling.
Yeah, so I just said, look, let him get it in.
Let him get it in. Let him dribble a little toward half court.
Let him get it up over half court, then foul him. And they all kind of looked at me and said, why? Because they're not going to the free throw line.
Right.
Remember, it ended up the last foul was with 1 second to go. It put them on the line for two free throws, so they couldn't win the game.
Right. And the thing is, how often do someone actually get a rebound and then put it back in? It doesn't happen that often.
I'm a Celtics supporter, so I saw it this year with Tatum and right. Brown. Did you see that game?
I did. That's
not going to happen very often at all.
The math teacher in me says you just did an observational study. You saw one occurrence.
There you go.
thousands of occurrences that happen, and don't make your judgment on that. Brad Stevens, I think, is one of the best coaches.
I absolutely adore him.
I do. I mean, I literally, he is like on my bucket list to talk to. Like, he is like one of like five guys I would like literally walk through a wall of fire to talk to.
He is
a mastermind.
Himself, Bobby Knight, and Pop are the three I want to talk to.
Yeah.
But Pat Price, who's another good friend of mine.
Pop's unbelievable. Pop's unbelievable.
Love him.
Yeah.
Pat Price is a good friend of mine. Actually, he lives in Ireland here. He's an American. He's from over around Philly somewhere. He's just started his first podcast this week.
Okay.
And his first podcast was Jay Larranaga.
Okay.
So Jay is Brad's assistant coach, but Jay played basketball senior men's level for Ireland and was player coach.
Okay.
And Pat was his assistant coach while he was here. But it was an excellent podcast. I mean, what's the name of it? I'll find it out for you. I don't actually have it with me. I'll find it out for you and I'll send it to you later.
Okay.
It's a really, really good listen though. It really is. Pat is very knowledgeable. I've been lucky enough to work camp with him a couple of years and got him up to do practice sessions with my teams. And he coached a team that came second in the men's Super League this year. Tralee Tigers. They're the only team in the country that's getting, you know, 1,000 people at their game every game, you know.
Right.
Really, really exceptionally good coach. Exceptionally good.
What do you have a favorite drill, practice drill?
Yeah. I love I start every single practice with our fast break drills.
Okay.
And I think that's going to get us up tempo, start of the session, going to get everybody running, get everybody's blood, you know, moving a little bit. We run a drill called, it's just a sideline fast break drill called truck and trailer.
Okay.
So it's a 5-man drill, starting, let's say the defensive end, or you go full court, make a layup. The one goes free throw line extended for the outlet. The two rebounds outlets to the one. The three hits the free throw line, then hits the halfway line where it meets the sideline. Your five would go baseline on the weak side, and then baseline to baseline for the rebound on the opposite side. And your shooter would hit just over halfway, hits the corner, basically for pass from 1 to 3, 3 to 5, shot in the corner. You got your trailers coming down as well.
So it's boom, 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 boom.
Ball never hits the floor once the ball goes. It's four dribbles to get down the floor and make your layup. and then it never hits the floor. And we've got to put the ball in the basket twice. And we also can call numbers off it, so we make sure that everybody's running the floor. So first time down, it might go corner and four hits the shot.
Right.
And then we'll call three. So three's going to make the pass to him. He's going to make a cut to the basket, receive, make the layup. Then the weak side has got to make the layup. So you make two scores every time. And I just love it because I think it really gets everybody moving at the start. It gets everybody concentrating at the start because you're calling out their numbers, so they have to concentrate at the start of the session.
I think that's a great thing for coaches that are listening too. It's like how you set the tone early matters. Like
big time.
Oh,
if you go into a session and you're lazy,
right?
Everything around you is going to be lazy, right? I arrive at practice at least a half an hour before practice starts.
Right.
I make sure that, you know, I'm ready to go regardless of what else is happening around me, that I'm ready to go. So if I'm ready to go, I know the guys when they come in or the girls when they come in, they're going to be ready to go. And I've had those sessions where I haven't been ready.
Right.
And you can then see how poorly the session goes.
Do you tape practice?
Do I tape practice? Sometimes. We tape different things in practice. You know, I mean, maybe stuff that we'd be using that weekend in a game, we tape it and send it out to the girls. Look at this, or the guys, look at this. This is, you know, we did this really well. We did this. We could have done this a little bit better. I'm very positive when it comes to coaching. I don't like to. First thing I think is very important as a coach is that no matter what player asks you a question or how silly that question might be to you, that question is not silly to that person that's asking. You know, you've got to answer every question without being demeaning towards that player. And I think that's very important.
Undivided attention is what I refer to it as. What do you think the hardest concept to teach? Love that.
Communication. It's a major, major thing, both ends of the floor. So we've brought in with our drills now, our shooting drills. When you're passing, even if you're just walking and passing, you're passing the ball to someone, you're calling that person's name.
Right.
You know, if we're running our fast break drills, that every time you're passing the ball, you're calling the person's name that you're passing. You're shooting the ball, you're calling shot. If you're rebounding, you're calling rebound. So, and if you don't do it, well, then there's going to be consequences.
Right.
And it's not just for you, it's for everybody. So something we make sure as well is that we don't punish individuals, we punish the team. So everything then revolves around teamwork.
Yeah, it's such a hard thing. It's like, I don't remember what I heard, but basically a quiet gym's a losing gym. I so agree with that.
100%.
I was in a podcast a couple of weeks ago, and a coach was, we were talking about the same subject, and I said, how do you do it? He goes, I have an app called, I don't remember what it's called. I'll look at my phone here, but it's basically, it's a decibel app, and it basically tells how loud the gym is. It's sound meter, uses sound meter. So he pulls it out and looks at it. And if the sound meter isn't to the right, like 80s or 90s, well, gym's not, you're not talking enough.
That.
Yeah, it's free. It's called Sound Meter. I have no affiliate with this, people that are listening to it, but it's free. And it basically looks, it's like, here, I'll show you. It see that? And then if it gets we're in the 90s because I'm a real loud talker. So if it's in the 90s, we're good. And if it's not, then, you know, you got to deal with it.
I always say to my guys, like, especially the start of the game, we're playing defense, and we want it to be the loudest gym in the country. Right. We don't say the loudest gym. We want to do the loudest gym in the country.
Right.
So you're shouting, you're talking all the time. My captain this year with my men's team, a guy called James, Butsy we call him, Butsy right. Butler. Unbelievable talker. I mean, tall, 6'6", skinny kid, but literally would die in his, he'd go through a wall for you, this guy, you know. But
right.
He talks and talks and talks. And it doesn't matter what he's saying, once he's saying something, everybody knows where he is. You know what I mean?
They always know. Do you have any superstitions or are you superstitious?
Little bit. Yeah. Nothing like, you know, putting the same socks on or anything like that. But we started kind of a stretch over here where we went 8 games on unbeaten, and I wore the same shirt for 8 games, and then we lost the cup final, so I
burned it.
put it in the bin, and I got a new shirt, and then we won 9 games in a row in that shirt. So this is a thing for me. As long as the streak goes in the shirt, I wear the shirt. As soon as we lose, the shirt comes off.
Right. Oh, I love that.
That's my only superstition.
What's one thing you've learned in the last year?
So there's a guy over here called Brian Cody. And Brian Cody is he was the coach of Kilkenny. It's a county over here, and they've won the most All-Ireland hurling titles ever. This guy's a phenomenal man. I'm lucky enough to have been at a couple of his sessions with his hurling team. So there's 30 players in the hurling panel. And as soon as the man walks into the room, you can feel the aura about him. You can see every player there, the amount of respect that is there for him. Everything just goes quiet. You listen to what he has to say and you move on. But he was presenting the scholarships at our scholarship awards last year. And he just said, don't limit yourself. So players, don't limit yourself to thinking this is the best you can be. You think about that and then raise the roof a little bit more and then raise the roof a little bit more. There are no limits to what you can do.
I love that.
I think that's something I've learned myself, and it's something I'm starting to believe in now.
What type of basketball do you guys use in Ireland?
So we use the Moulton, GG7 for the men, GG6 for the women.
And how do you like that?
Not as nice as the old Top Flight used.
No, we tend to use like Wilson or Spalding.
So the Spalding would be a Top Flight, I think,
in
Europe. Top Flight 100 is a really good ball. Spalding ball was a good ball.
The Spalding TK1000, I think, is what we use. It's all about feel.
I have one here. We had, what did we have? We had the Belfast Classic.
Okay.
Back Christmas before last.
Yep.
So we had 8 Division I college teams.
Okay.
Came to Ireland and played in Belfast.
Okay.
And I was lucky enough to be the, I was looking after USF for the week. So the guy I had to look after most was Big Bill. So that was, that was all good for a week. You know, we talked some great basketball.
Oh, I bet you did.
But I got to shoot with that ball then and that kind of thing. Yeah, it's nice. I don't like our molten ball. And the one we use at international level is a GX.
Okay.
And it's really, really slippy. It's ridiculously slippy.
And where's that made?
I think Molten are a German company. I'm not sure.
Is it a German? And is it like the one that has the yellow stripe on it?
That's the one. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's
kind of brown, kind of white, and then a yellow stripe.
Yeah.
I don't like it. I don't have to shoot with it anymore, though, so I don't mind.
It doesn't matter as much as for you. What do you think? So, last question, then we're going to do some rapid fire. What do you think the biggest change you've seen in the last 20 years, or what's the biggest change you've seen in basketball?
Players are definitely getting more athletic.
Hey, everybody. Hope you enjoyed that. If you want to hear more of these, go over and join teachhoops.com. 14-day free trial allows us to do this, and then subscribe, like, jump up and down, do whatever you got to do. Tell us what you want to hear in the future. Steve@teachhoops.com. All right, have a great day.
Sports Social Podcast Network.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.